This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings lost in Green Bay yesterday 23-6 after playing an awful second half of football that saw only 4 yards of total offense. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy threw for 87 yards in the entire game, was sacked 5 times, and threw 2 picks. Head coach Kevin O'Connell was asked after the game if the team can win with McCarthy at QB.
I think you can. I do believe that, but it does require, you know, as a football team, not doing things that loses games and a special teams turnover. I believe in, you know, 2 out of our last 3 games, and then ultimately, you know, the defense is out there battling, trying to get the ball back for us as much as we can. But then there's, you know, some things where you can't have breakdowns around that player to consistently sustain. So as some of those things happen or you start stacking negatives, that becomes incredibly difficult for any quarterback, never mind, you know, a guy just still in the single-digit world of career starts and all that.
McCarthy says he has to be better to respond as the game goes on.
Just focus on the next play. Just understand, you know, you can't control what happened previously, and you can only control what's in front of you. So just focusing on that one play and making sure we execute in the best way possible.
The Vikes are now 4-7 and will visit Seattle on Sunday. The Wild got another big effort from goaltender Jesper Volstead. They beat the Jets in Winnipeg last night 3-0. Volstead had 32 saves in the victory, and head coach John Hines says,
"We've gotten excellent goaltending. I think both those guys have deserved the shout-out. But I think from a defensive standpoint, we're committed in that area. So I think strong defensive play combined with excellent goaltending is a good recipe for that."
Danila Yurov, Brock Faber, and Kirill Kaprizov scored the goals. The 19th-ranked Gopher volleyball team swept past Rutgers yesterday in 3 sets to get a win. The Gopher women's basketball team plays South Florida today in the Bahamas. The Lynx won the 2nd overall pick in April's WNBA draft during last night's draft lottery. The Wolves will play the Kings in Sacramento tonight, and the United are in San Diego tonight for the MLS playoffs. This is MNN Sports.